Love is impossible. Yes, he is. Yes, praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise. Come on, give him glory. God has given us another day. He can do anything. Nothing's impossible. All things, yes. He's still working miracles. And it's happening right now. Come on in and gather for WLCM Word and Worship. He's here. And it's happening. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah to your name. Glory to your name. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Father.
Welcome to Empowering Believers with DeWarren Gibson, lead pastor of the Word of Life Christian Ministries. Get ready for strong Bible-based teaching, as it is our goal to empower believers for an enriched and abundant life. Feel free to visit us on our website at www.wolcm.org. Now let's listen to Pastor DeWarren Gibson as he brings us the Word of God.
Praise his holy name. God bless you. I am so elated and honored today for another beautiful day in Chicago, Illinois. And it's a good and blessed day for those across the land, my friends in India. I know you already are scorching heat. Already in 100 degrees, those in Texas, my friends are there. I know you are enjoying good weather, but we are here in Chicago are able to enjoy the good weather that you are having and experiencing where you are. So I am grateful. I thank God for this beautiful day. I want to go first before we start on our broadcast. Let's say our impact prayer. Heavenly Father, my Lord and Savior, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify your holy name. Heavenly Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we acknowledge you as our creator and sustainer of life. Therefore, we approach your throne of grace and mercy with the renewed hope and confidence that you will hear and answer our prayer according to your riches and glory in heaven. Lord, come into our heart, transform our mind, and change our ways. Impact our lives with your holy word. Impact us with your Holy Spirit. Impact us with your power and your presence. Impact us, Father, for a rich and abundant life, now and forever, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. I thank God for all of you all. I'm really thankful for friends and family. I'm thankful for friends who helped us to get our streaming broadcast. It's good to have good friends in the technology field. I don't know about you all, but it's a blessed day, and it's always good to have people in your court and your life to help you, amen. So I'm thanking Chris Lang and John Baisley of Stream Dudes, amen. They dialed into our system this week. They was able to make some tweaks and ensure that next time we come on broadcast, So I hope that the sound is clear, the video is clear. And so I thank God for stream dudes, especially Chris Lang and John Beasley. And listen, they said, just bless the ministry, DeWarren. I know that you're doing a good work, and let's continue to do in our name, just give a donation in our name, knowing that the amount of work that they do costs thousands of dollars. So it's good to have friends that's in the technology field. My background is in technology. However, I don't know everything in this broad vast of technology, but in the streaming technology, they're professionals. So I thank you. I want to give a shout out to Stream Dudes. If you're ever in the need of streaming for your activities, your service, events, check out Stream Dudes. They do from small to mega events. And so I thank God for them for helping me out. I also want to thank God for Sister Tanisha, amen, DeWarren Jr., Sister Alma, Mother Gibson. They were able to dial in on the Wednesday. We have a Wednesday check-in, 8 p.m., through our lifeline at 1-866-467-1391. They was able to dial in, do a check-in, but more importantly, they was able to be arms and hearts of the ministry, and particularly God and Jesus, to share blessings. And so throughout the season, we're blessing those. Amen. I don't like to broadcast who we bless. We don't want to shortchange our blessing, but we're able to bless families, amen, who's going through trying times. We're blessed first-time mothers, amen, who are unemployed, amen, who's birthing to children, amen. So we thank God for Sister Tanisha, Brother DeWarren Gibson Jr., Sister Alma Thompson Williams, that is, and Mother Gibson. So, amen. And also, we're praying on our prayer list. Amen. We're praying for Sister Alma's mother. Amen. Mother Thompson. And so, we're keeping her in prayer. We're praying for Brother Earl. Amen. We want to keep them in prayer. And then also, we're praying for Joshua Williams. And particularly, I'm praying for my sister. I have a sister named Tasha, but also I have a first cousin who's my sister in Christ, who's my sister. I'm praying for her that God will continue to work in her life and strengthen her, amen, through her challenges. But God is good, amen. I know and we believe the prayer of faith that he's going to work it out, amen. And so today I want to share with you all real briefly, amen, a word that the Lord has given me. I believe it will encourage your soul. Amen. I pray that you will share the video to others. But this word has encouraged me. It's a familiar passage, amen, from the book of Isaiah. But however, I never delve deep into this text to understand the familiar passage that we all shout out and say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So I pray that God will continue to bless us as we journey into his word. Amen. You can't hurt me. Just park and pause right there and just say, you can't hurt me. There are many things in this world that come to challenge us, to come to tear us down, to come to bring harm to you. Particularly in this season, unemployment, haters and liars, believe it, is still out there. Debt, bad news, stress, virus, COVID-19, all these things come to not only hurt you, as we know as a present in our life, but God's word is a standard in our life. And when God is fighting on your behalf, and when God is with you, and God is backing you, nothing can hurt you. And I just dare you to in your mind and just say all these things that come against you, you can't hurt me. Praise his holy name. Heavenly Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you. We praise you. Let your word go forth with power and clarity in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go forth in the word. Amen. You can hurt me. Turn with me to Isaiah. Amen. Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 14. And then we'll go to verse 17. If you have your Bibles, I'm reading from the New International Version, as well as you see it on the screen that we have, Isaiah chapter 54, verses 14, and then we'll skip over to verse 17. And it reads as such, in righteousness you will be established. Tyranny will be far from you. You will have nothing to fear. Terror will be removed, far removed. And then verse 17, and it reads from the NIV version, no weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Amen. And then for those who are King James students, we know that it says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. Amen. You can't hurt me. For those that are joining in and who's listening on our lifeline, I want to first of all thank all of you all who's following the Word Life Christian Ministry and particularly supporting me during these challenges and times, different times. But it's always encouraging to know that you have friends and family pushing you on, and particularly what God has called you to do. Amen. And so today, if you're dialing in, I'm speaking from the subject, you can't hurt me. You can't hurt me. Amen. Amen. This month of May is the is Mental Awareness Month. Yeah. One out of five people have health concerns during this time, according to the Mental Health of America. Our mind is like the grand center station where all our thoughts, our emotions, and our feelings. It's our mind. All these things are in our mind. And in the mind is where the battle begins. The battle doesn't begin in your heart. It doesn't begin in your body. Matter of fact, it doesn't even begin in your spirit. The battle begins in your mind. So today, people are affected with social disconnection. Yeah, the elderly, they've been socially disconnected. People who go to work and employ, that we are socially disconnected. Even our children, those particularly who are in kindergarten and early child care, they're learning their motor skills. They're learning adaptive behavior by being around other children. So they're socially disconnected, which brings on an emotional and mental implications. Some people are emotionally taxed with COVID-19. Yeah, they have anxiety. They're emotionally toil. And believe it or not, all these bring on mental illness. And I don't know about you, mental illness is real. And there's various adversaries we encounter that trigger mental fatigue. Yeah, yeah. So we could be strong, we could be healthy, but oftentimes all these things that come against you, the stresses of life, brings on mental fatigue. I don't know about you, but have you ever been mentally tired? Have you ever been just drained mentally? Your body said, I can go one more day, but your mind has been drained. Your mind has just been tired. Your mind has been taxed. Have you been there before? That coming that we encounter that triggers this mental fatigue. Many people are suffering from mental consequences introduced by the various domains of hurt. So during this time, COVID-19 and all the other activity that's been compounded in this certain time has brought on emotional toil. Amen. But I thank God that Jesus can come into your mind. I don't know about you, but Jesus can come into your mind and give you the mental strength, give you the mental power, the fortitude to deal with the external factors of stress in our life. And I thank God that he can do it. He can do it. He could come into our life. He could come into your mind. Your mind, he can give you peace. And the Bible says that your mind, whose mind has stayed on him, he will give him peace. Amen. And so that's the peace that we're looking for. That's the mental peace that we're looking for within the mind. God will give us a sound mind. So even in a sound mind, even when you're going through, you can say, fret not of evildoers. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am more than a conqueror. So in the text, here's the situation. During the reign of King Hezekiah of Judah and the service of Prophet Isaiah, the kingdom was split. You have Israel and then you have Judah. In 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 13, in the year of King Hezekiah reigned, Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, attacked all the 42 cities of Judah and captured them. This happened because God's people, we didn't obey the Lord and their God. And listen, they violated the covenant of the Lord. And so he allowed, he didn't cause it, but he allowed Judah to be an hostage. Amen. Isaiah was called by God to be this in his prophetic ministry in a year of King, when the year of King Isaiah died. And during this time, Isaiah sought the Lord in prayer, and the Lord responded. And I don't know about you, but God answered prayers. It might seem bleak. It might seem that we're challenged. It might seem that God is not near to us, but God answers prayers. He answers all prayers. Sometimes it's hold on, it's wait a minute, it's not for you, go forth, it's a green light. But God answers all prayers. And so here at the time, Isaiah prayed to the Lord, and the Lord responded. And the Lord said, I heard your prayer concerning Sennacherib, the king of Assyria. So I don't know about you, but you ought to be praying for our president. You ought to be praying for our governor. You ought to be praying for our senators and our congressmen and congresswomen. You ought to be praying for your local our governing body. You got to be praying for them because God hears our prayers. The heart of the king is in the Lord's hand, and he turneth any way that he wanted. So if you continue to pray for our government, you continue to pray for our leadership, God will turn the tides for our favor. So God hears our prayer. And look, here's the word says, he is looking for servants who's willing to stand up and pray for his people, pray for our leaders, pray for our government. And action is the equation for God's divine intervention on our behalf. And then the prophet says, how will God will come and accomplish and give us comfort as we're praying for our leaders? And then the word tells in 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 31, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Amen. God is zealous for you. He loves you. He adores you. He cares about you. So the zeal of the Lord, this is the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord, he himself will accomplish this, amen, on our behalf. So in the text of Isaiah chapter 54, we see that Isaiah unveils the promises of God to those who were afflicted by the Assyrian rulership and an invasion. And throughout the chapter 54, Isaiah comforts Israel with the Lord's promises. So I believe today, these same words that God had given the prophet Isaiah to comfort his people when there was an attack of certain elements of a rulership, certain attacks in their time, God reminds him through the prophet, I promise. And I give you this promise. And check out 54, Isaiah 54. These are the promises that the Lord has given his children. He promised them to restore them. I don't know about you. You might have lost salary. You might have lost things in this time. You might have lost, amen, money in your 401k. You might have lost your job. But the prophet tells in Isaiah 54 that he will restore everything that you lost. Then also a prophet reminding the promise of God that God will protect them. God will provide for them. And then he goes and tells them that God will never leave them. Never again that he says that. He said, never I will remove my covenant of peace, a promise, a prosperity, and peace and protection over them. You can check it out in Isaiah 54, verses 11 through 17.
So these are the promises. These are the foundations that God has given the children of Israel. Amen. Giving them while they under the attack of the Assyrian leadership when they was being captured, when they're being battled by a king or rulership coming against God's people. And it might seem that God is remote. It might seem that God is far. But here, God promises in Isaiah 54, he's going to restore you. He's going to protect you. He's going to provide for you. And he's going to give you the provisions that you need to make it through COVID-19. So I don't know about you, but you ought to give God praise right now that God is going to do all these things on your behalf. Amen. And it might seem that in this world, the world is divided. People are divided on many issues. But one thing is clear. The Lord's promises is on our side. So that's the backdrop of this text of Isaiah 54. But here's the conflict that I see there. There were a number of conspiracy theories in that time, similar to now. Nothing is different. You heard some of the conspiracy theories in the world today. You heard that the advancement of 5G is causing flu-like symptoms. You heard the conspiracy that China released a strand of COVID coronavirus that allow all the deaths in the world. We heard that one. We heard that there's a plot to get everyone vaccinated to track them to be like the mark of the beast. We heard that there's a new world order that's being established to have one currency and there be one governing body of elites governing and ruling the world. But regardless of the conspiracy theories, regardless of what's going on, even when you're challenged, the various challenges in the world, I don't know what you think, but I believe and I know without a shadow of doubt, God is still in control. And so even in that text, while they were going through challenges of the Syrian king, God was still in control. Yes, our actions may have influenced the exile state that we're living in today. But God cares about us. No matter what you're going through, you must have a sound mind. And you must be in a state of mind, particularly in this world and this time. Regardless if you're in India and China, regardless if you're in Australia and Chicago, Illinois, you got to be able to tell this world, you can't hurt me. Shut up. I feel like preaching. You got to be able to tell the things that come in your life, you can't hurt me. During the prophet Isaiah time, people thought Isaiah was crazy. People thought he was losing his mind. People thought that, what are you talking about? Many of the oracles, the prophecies, many people couldn't understand it. Even they thought he was crazy that this prophet Isaiah, amen, went naked for 3 years during the Assyrian threat to serve as a reminder that those who trust in Egypt rather than Yahweh, our only and one in God, our father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one who was and is to come. He said, you rather trust in Egypt, you rather trust in man than Yahweh. Would we have a similar fate as those who were imprisoned by the Assyrians? I don't know about you, but regardless of how this message might come across to you today, but I believe and trust God of every word that he says. And I give him praise because if he said it, it shall come to pass. Give God praise for his word. And that's why the prophet Isaiah, every word that he said, every word that he spoke on behalf of Yahweh, it was true and it came to pass. Isaiah was probably seen as a crazy man. He probably was seen that you're not making any sense. But I thank God sometimes some things don't make sense. Sometimes when God tells you to go left and it don't make sense, you just got to have a made-up mind, regardless of what the world says, regardless of what your friends say, regardless of what your family says, you trust in the Lord and go left. Amen. And so they probably thought Isaiah was crazy what he was talking about. They probably thought he was crazy to go against the reforms, amen, of King Hezekiah. He thought it was crazy to go against Ahaz. Thought it was crazy to go even against the king of Syria. But sometimes, regardless of who's in leadership, if God tells you to go right, you go right. And so God gives us a solution today through his text. He gives us a solution that regardless of all the things that they were challenging, the prophet Isaiah said, trust in the Lord. And that's all we got to do. Trust in God, regardless of the outcome, regardless of the pain, regardless of what you're feeling, regardless of the implications of the outskirts of this world or what might be happening, you got to be able to trust in the Lord. So I trust in God. So in the text, it comforts me in spite of what you're going through in the world. One thing I was able to pull out of the text that the Bible has shared with me, what the Holy Spirit has revealed to me, God cares about his children. I don't care if you don't remember anything else in this sermon. God cares about his children. Yes, he cares about the afflicted. He cares about the wounded. He cares about those who are slandered. He cares about those who toss in the ways of life. He cares about the uncomforted. God cares about you. And so regardless of the pain that you might be going through, regardless of the hurt that you might be going through, you got to be able to tell the world, yeah, you might afflict me, you might strike me, but you can't hurt the core that's made inside of me. This joy I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away because I'm made. I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. What God has put in me is much more bigger than what's on the outside of this world. So you can strike me. You can afflict me, but you can't hurt me because God is on my side. I learned what the preacher Charles Spurgeon says. The more accusers, the more acquittals. The more slandering, the more honor. The more hurt, the more the testimony. The more battles, the more winners. I don't know about you, but every challenge, every affliction, every heartache, every pain, every tear is going to give God's glory. Because you got to be able to say, I might be going through the process of hurt, but I know one thing, you can't hurt me because God is working on my side. So in the text, the Lord promised God's people that, and listen, you got to be able to hear this. This is only for those who are servants of the Lord. In the text, Isaiah 54, verse 17, it says that this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. You can say that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, but it's only for the servants of the Lord. I don't know if you are a servant of the Lord or not, but I can declare, but if you are a servant of the Lord, you can give God praise. If you are in the army of the Lord and you've been praying, you've been fasting, you've been reading your word. You've been having devotion. You've been spreading God's word. You've been worshiping him. You've been doing your best to live a sinless life. I give God praise because you are a servant of the Lord. And because you are a servant of the Lord, you can say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Come on, give God praise. Because I thank God that although it might form, although it might try to spark and come against you, but it will, and it shall not prosper. Because you can say, it's not going to hurt me. It can't hurt me because God is on my side. Jesus said, come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What is this type of rest is this? The rest that nothing can hurt you. You are able to go in his cocoon, who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under his shadow. He will hide you where the devil can't find you. I don't know about you, but this is a hiding place under the Lord so that you can't be hurt. It's a hiding place under his shadow so that the world can't come against you because God is on your side. God has his arms around you. God loves you. God cares for you. In spite of what you're going through, have a made-up mind. This mind that I have tells me, regardless of what I might be going through, you can't hurt me. Evil imps, you can't hurt me. Oh, the world can hurt me. Unemployment can hurt me. COVID-19 can hurt me. Liars can hurt me. Haters can hurt me. Bad news can hurt me. Stress can hurt me. Oh, I thank God because these things might come against you, but no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Come on, give God praise. You can rest in God's promises. You can rest in God's word. You can rest exactly if God said it, it will happen exactly what he did it. So God promised in his text, he promised protection. He promised restoration. He promised prosperity. He promised, hallelujah, a covering. He promised that you shall inherit the blessings of the Lord. This declares what the Lord says, what Prophet Isaiah said. So I want to remind you today, in spite of what you might be going through, shucks, God is there for you. God is going to keep you. God is going to hold you up. You might be hurting. My mama said she's dealing with arthritis. And she often says that, my hands hurt, but I can still use it. Shucks. I remember my grandfather used to say, Papa, how you doing? He'll go and say, I'm not doing the best, but I'm not doing the worst, but I'm doing. You might just be doing, but that's a good place to be in the Lord's hands. It's a good place to know that God is working on your behalf. It's a good place to know that God is performing exactly his word in your life. It's nothing short of God's promises. It might come, it might not come when you want to, but it definitely come definitely when you need them. God bless you. God keep you. I just want to share my happy meal with you that you got to have in this mental awareness month. Build up your mind on things above. Build up your mind on God's word and be able to tell the things that come against you. You can't hurt me. Nah, you can't hurt me. Yeah, you got to be like that champion in the ring. You might take one hit. You might take another one. I remember in Rocky One, Rocky was boxing, and it got to the 15th round. They thought he was going to lose. The champion at the time was giving him a left and giving him a right. But Rocky said, you can't hurt me. I might seem that I lost this battle. And he did lose the fight. But listen, he didn't go down because he kept on his feet. He kept on punching. And there was an internal fight in him that said, you can't hurt me. I don't care how hard you hit me. You can't hurt me. God bless you. God keep you, and I'm always praying for you. I want to give this opportunity for those who might not be a servant of the Lord. The Bible tells in Isaiah 54, verse 17, this inheritance is for the servants of the God Almighty. You might be outside of Christ. You might have slipped. You might have not been as close as you thought you was. You might even confess. You might have never confessed Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But I want to give you this opportunity to signal to all of heaven that you surrender your life to Jesus Christ by praying with me this simple prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. Forgive me of all of my sins. Free me and fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for loving me to new life. My future is secure in you. I am a child of God. Nothing can hurt me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you say that prayer, if you repeat that and recite it with me, it's that simple that you are saved. That's the beginning of the process. You have to be able to be under the covering of Jesus in order to take advantage of the benefits that he offers. And so I thank God that your future is secure in Christ Jesus. Regardless of whatever might go on in your life, God has already prepared us for you. And I give God praise. If you raise your hand, if you dial 1-8, if you call 1-866-467-1391, press 5, you're live and you're listening. Listen, you can email us at contact@wlcm.org. You can respond on our Facebook page that by saying, amen, I'm a child of God. And I said that prayer. God bless you. God keep you. I'm so excited. Continue to pray. Continue to be in his covering. God will be with you. God will fight for you. And God will continue to be your God. You can't hurt me. That's a made-up mind. That's a mind that says that I am with the Lord. Amen. 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 God bless you. I thank you all for joining with us. I thank you for celebrating with us. Continue to pray for me and my family as well as we continue to try to do God's word, God's will, and his work in this kingdom. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Won't you be a blessing to the ministry? Amen. Everything that we do, it goes back out to the kingdom. Amen. And there's three ways that we are able to bless this ministry. And the way we do it, amen, you could go through Cash App, amen, at WOLCM at Chicago. Amen. You could find us on GiveAfly and find the Word of Life Christian Ministries. And then, or you can just Zelle giving at WOLCM.org. Again, all our proceeds go back out to help those in the kingdom and also help other ministries. God bless you. God keep you. And I'm always praying for you. Amen.